This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
The Chicago Sun-Times and WBEZ have just wrapped up a collaboration on a poll of likely Illinois Republican primary voters. There was some good news for downstate State Senator Darren Bailey and former President Donald Trump. But overall, it shows where the state GOP stands 2 weeks ahead of the primary as it faces an uphill battle to regain influence in Illinois. WBEZ State Politics reporter Dave McKinney is here to tell us more. And Dave, let's start with the governor's race. Walk us through what we learned from this poll.
Yeah, hey, Melba. This poll was taken by Public Policy Polling last week, and it's got Darren Bailey leading the six-way Republican gubernatorial field and beating Aurora Mayor Richard Ervin by 15 percentage points. Now, that's big news because Ervin has a slew of mainstream Republican endorsements. He's had a massive TV advertising campaign since January that we've all been exposed to. And he's been regarded as sort of the front runner, at least in terms of fundraising, because he's the favored candidate of Chicago hedge fund billionaire Kenneth Griffin. Now, these bad poll numbers for Ervin have put him on the defensive. And here's what Ervin said after our numbers became public.
A vote for Darren Bailey is a vote for J.B. Pritzker, period.
Ervin doesn't like the fact that the Democratic Governors Association has gotten involved in the primary to push Bailey's candidacy because there's a view that Bailey is much more favorable in terms of matchups for Pritzker this fall.
And how is the governor reacting to all this news?
Well, Pritzker is ridiculing Ervin's logic, and he says there couldn't be a wider difference between himself and Bailey. And this is what the governor said when we asked him about our poll.
I'll face anybody on the other side of the aisle, and we'll win.
Now, I think privately, his campaign is quite pleased at these results. Bailey is a Bible-quoting, Trump-loving arch-conservative who opposes abortion rights, and he fairly recently called Chicago a hellhole because of its crime. So I think the governor's people look at this, and they believe that Bailey is simply too far to the right to appeal to Illinois voters who have picked Democratic governors in four of the last five elections.
You know, you mentioned Ken Griffin. He's gotten behind candidates in this primary. Tell us how his people are faring.
Well, that's right, Melba. Griffin, who is Illinois' wealthiest person, bet big on Richard Ervin. He put $50 million into Ervin's campaign fund. Now, we reached out to Griffin's people for reaction, and I guess I can say I'm not really surprised here given the results, but we got no response from the Griffin people. Beyond Ervin, Griffin's candidates for Attorney General and Secretary of State both were trailing. These races, though, are still very much up in the air because the undecideds in those races are still really high. They're just down-ballot races, and people are not plugged into them yet. So unless something changes based on these poll results, Griffin may not have a lot to show for his big investment.
Dave, I want to swing back to the poll because it asked several questions about how Illinois Republican primary voters view Donald Trump, which is timely considering the congressional hearings are underway now. What do we find out there?
Well, the idea that Trump was behind the January 6th insurrection, it didn't give Republicans here much pause at all. And the fact is that Trump is still the face of today's GOP. I mean, a majority of them in this poll identify him as their top choice to run as president in 2024, and two-thirds believe he should run for president. So big numbers there. That same margin also buys into his false narrative that the 2020 presidential election was illegitimate. So all that disinformation surrounding the election appears to really have sunk in with Illinois primary voters. And finally, Trump was a big champion of white grievance ideology. And the poll asked GOP voters which group suffers the most effects from racism and bigotry. The answer, now get this, white people.
Interesting. Well, we have a lot of undecided voters still, so it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of weeks. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, thanks, Melba.
That's WBEZ's political reporter, Dave McKinney. To read more about this story, go to WBEZ.org. This is WBEZ.